And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Matson. I'm the Commander-in-Chief of TipTV.co.uk. The date, Tuesday the 20th of January 2015. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say here, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's move on to the next slide, courtesy of Nicole Elliott. She'll be on the show next Thursday to do a technical piece. She's written this in Investors Chronicle. Another peg wobbles, something rotting in the state of Denmark, question mark. Last week, the Swiss National Bank made its rates even more negative. Yesterday was Denmark's turn, taking the key rate to minus 0.20 from minus 0.005% in order to stabilise the krona's peg. There's some way to go before we run out of options, said Mr. Rode, head of the central bank. Yeah, we'll see. So that's your Denmark for you. And then let's move on to the next slide. As if Mario Draghi didn't have enough on his plate, yesterday President Hollande told business leaders that the ECB will announce a QE programme on Thursday, which will support French firms. As we know, Craig Drake, OK, is suspicious that he's actually going to kick off this week. We will find out on Thursday. Then in the evening, addressing an audience at the London School of Economics, former Bank of England Governor Mervyn King suggested that QE might not work and that we should worry about that. We have had the biggest monetary stimulus that the world must have ever seen, and we still have not solved the problem of weak demands. Okay, so that's your piece on Draghi.